Chapter 30. At 8 the next morning, I was in my Mercedes in front of the lobby entrance of the Embassy Suites on Paradise Road. I had two large Starbucks coffees in the cup holders and a bag of donuts. I was freshly showered and shaved. I had changed the clothes I slept in. I had gassed up the car and maxed out my withdrawal limit at the station's ATM. I was ready for a day in the desert, but Rachel Walling did not come out through the glass doors. After waiting 5 minutes, I was about to call her when my phone rang first. It was her.
"Give me 5 minutes."
"Where are you?"
"I had to go into the FO for a meeting. I'm driving back now."
"What meeting?"
"I'll tell you when I see you. I'm on Paradise now."
"All right." I closed the phone and waited, looking at the billboard on the back of a cab that was waiting in front of me. It was an advertisement for a floor show at the Riviera. It showed the beautifully proportioned rear ends of a dozen women standing side by side and naked. It made me think about the changing nature of Vegas and what had been mentioned in the Times article on the missing men. I thought about all the people who had moved here on the family ticket, only to have that ticket punched with this and 1,000 other billboards just like it after they got here. A basic G car, a Crown Victoria, pulled up next to me from the opposite direction, and Rachel put down the window.
"You want me to drive?"
"I want to drive," I said, thinking it would give me a little slice of control over things. She made no argument. She pulled the Crown Vic into a parking space and got into my car. I didn't move the Mercedes.
"Are you going to drink both of those coffees?"
she asked me. "No, one's for you. Sugar's in the bag. They didn't have cream to go."
"I don't use it."
She lifted one of the coffees and drank from it. I looked forward out through the windshield. Then I checked the rearview, and I waited.
"Well,"
she finally said, "are we going?" "I don't know. I think we need to talk first."
"About what?"
"About what is going on."
"What do you mean?"
"What were you doing at the field office so early? What's going on, Agent Walling?" She let out her breath in annoyance.
"Look, Harry, you're forgetting something here. This investigation is of high importance to the Bureau. You could say the director is directly involved."
"And?"
"And so when he wants a 10 a.m. briefing, that means us agents in Quantico and out in the field get together at 9 a.m. to make sure we know what we're telling him and that there's not going to be blowback on anybody."
I nodded. Now I got it. "And 9 a.m. in Quantico is 6 a.m. in Vegas."
"You got it."
"So what happened at the 10? What did you all tell the director?"
"That's FBI business."
I looked at her, and she was waiting with a smile.
"But I will tell you because you're about to tell me all of your secrets, too. The director is going to go public. It's too risky not to. It will look like a cover-up if this comes out later in uncontrolled fashion. It's all about managing the moment, Harry."